So after last week's famine comes this week's feast. A week ago, racing fans frustrated with a blank Saturday. This Saturday, 9 races at Ascot, 8 races at Haydock, 8 races at Wincanton, and the Cheltenham Gold Cup favourite in action in Ireland. What more could you want? Ascot's 9 race card is almost unprecedented. They've taken both the Betfair Denman Chase and the Betfair Hurdle from last weekend's Newbury abandonment into their card. It'll be fascinating to see what light's left by 5 o'clock when the bumper is run. But all eyes will be on the Ascot Chase, the Grade 1, with the 6 horses headed by Waiting Patiently, who's been waiting for the ground and needs a run before, hopefully in the eyes of Connections, heading off to run in the Ryanair Chase at the Festival. But this is no penalty kick, with the likes of Surname and Politologue giving Paul Nicholls 2 live bullets to fire, and Charbel quite capable on his day for Kim Bailey as well. And with the Reynoldstown Chase also on the card and the Denman Chase, in which Clan des Orbeaux, the King George winner, will complete his preparation, there will be Cheltenham Clues galore. And at Haydock, just days after, just down the road at Liverpool, the announcement was made of the weights for the Randocks Health Grand National on the 6th of April, a number of possibles for the race lineup in the £100,000 William Hill Grand National Trial. And the most amazing thing about Haydock is that the ground is likely to be around about the good to soft mark, and that'll be the fastest ground this meeting's been run on for some years. David Pipe has got 2 in the race, including the likely favourite Ramses de Tai, who was 2nd in the Welsh National, an old favourite Vieux Lion Rouge. But Pipe has been speaking for many in racing, saying it's just great to be back, now the horses can run, and the festival countdown can begin in earnest. It's been a complete nonsense of a winter, hasn't it? In terms of, you know, the rain hasn't come and you've been waiting for soft ground. Do you think that might have had something to do with what's gone on?
Quite possibly, you know. I've got 3 young kids. They've all had the lurgy on and off all during the winter. The mild weather definitely doesn't help. It was too soft everywhere last year. Now we're moaning about the mild weather and not being soft enough. So, I'm sure it's played a part in it.
But those gallops, at least the thing is you've been able, I presume, without any hiccups, to work your gallops every day. So at least you haven't had an issue like that. You've never actually been snowed in as such.
Yeah, no, we had a little bit of snow, but we've been fine. We kept the show on the road and looking forward to the second half of the season.
It'll just be nice to take the horses to Haydock on Saturday and let's get on with it.
That's right, yeah. It'll be nice to race them and hopefully win some prize money for the owners.
So with 8 at Haydock, there are also 8 now at Wincanton. Haydock's taken the mare's race from Warwick, and a mare's chase from Exeter has been added to the Wincanton card, the feature of which is the Kingwell Hurdle, featuring a number of hurdling hopefuls trying to book their place at the festival. And everybody's eyes will turn to Ireland, as for the first time in 11 months, Presenting Percy jumps a fence in public. A winner at the last 2 Cheltenham festivals, he is the current favourite for the Magnus Gold Cup itself, the Blue Riband, which comes up on the final day of the festival in less than 4 weeks' time. He returns to Goran, where he'll have the ground to suit, and where, of course, he made his seasonal comeback winning the Galmoy Hurdle over the small obstacles at the end of January. For us all, it's a day to savour, a day to look forward to, a day to hope, and a day to start writing notes about the big battles that lie ahead.